Special guest on the phone here this morning, Roger McGuinn with Hippie Radio 94.5. Let me ask you a question. You inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. What were the factors that got you there, do you think?
Well, I don't know. It's people vote on it. There's like a committee that decides. And then they send out questionnaires to other people. You can vote on it. Who's going to be in there? It's a real honor that we got in back in 1991.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I mean, because, I mean, you've been around for a little while. In fact, before the Byrds, wasn't you a studio musician working and doing work behind the likes of Judy Collins and Simon and Garfunkel and folks like that?
You got that right, yeah. I used to work in the Grill Building for Bobby Darin's publishing company, TM Music.
Yeah.
And it didn't pay very much. It paid $35 a week. So to supplement my income, I became a studio musician in New York. And I did a lot of sessions for different companies, but a lot of them for Elektra Records and Judy Collins and the Irish Rovers, a lot of different bands were on Elektra Records at the time.
Yeah, and it was about that time that Beatlemania was going to hit. And did that change you at all when that came around? I know you say Elvis gave you a transistor radio and all that good stuff, but did that change you when the Beatles came?
Yeah, it did. It gave me the idea, because the Beatles had been a skiffle band called the Quarrymen, and they played folk music as a skiffle. You know, skiffle was a brand of folk music.
Yeah.
So the chord patterns they were used to working with were folk music chord patterns, and that was the first time I'd heard rock and roll with folk music chords, and it gave me the idea to kind of develop what turned into folk rock.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, it worked out real well for the Byrds, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
Yeah, absolutely.
Number one hit.
That's absolutely amazing. And, of course, we appreciate you coming on here this morning. We're looking forward to seeing you Thursday night at Franklin Theater and hearing all the stories and all the tunes. And we want to make sure that people grab a ticket. So get online right now at franklintheater.com. Pick up your tickets there, or you can charge by phone, or you can go by the box office. I'm sure that they're open and you can have it there. Let's hear another Byrds tune. It's Turn, Turn, Turn. Hippie Radio 94.5.